So let's start with our Andante section, which is the first section. It is in 3/4 time, and the left hand has a triplet feel to it. So one triplet, two triplet, three triplet. So this is our underlying rhythm pattern. It is in the key of D, so we will expect all the Fs and Cs to be sharped. Let's start with the first four measures. Here they are. Right hand, we are playing the A above middle C with finger 5. With the left hand, we are playing the D below middle C with finger 5. These will hit together. The sustain pedal will go down. Then left hand, play the F sharp above the D you just played with finger 3. Then the A above that with finger 1. And then we'll play that arpeggio again. Hit the D, F sharp, A. Then one more time, we'll hit the D. And then when we come to the F sharp this time, left hand, I want the right hand to join us, playing the F sharp below the A it's currently holding down with finger 3. Then left hand, go to the A with finger 1. With it, right hand, play the D right above middle C with finger 1. Now that's with the pedal down. I could also play it without the pedal. And see how I'm working to make sure the left hand stays smooth and connected. So as I mentioned at the beginning of this lesson, you can do it either way. Now let's take a look at measure 2. Right hand will play our D again. Left hand, we go to a new chord. We need to hit the E below middle C with our 4th. And the other notes that we'll use are G above that and the A above that. These are three notes out of the A7 chord. So we hit the E in the left hand while the right hand plays the D. We can put the pedal down if we want to. Then left hand play the G above that E, up to the A with finger 1. Next, right hand cross over the D you're currently holding down to play middle C sharp with finger 2. With the left hand, play your E again. We'll pick up the pedal and put it down. Then left hand G, A, E, G, A. So that's measures 1 and 2. Let's take a look at 3 and 4 by themselves.